Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello students. In our last session, we discussed hazards and safety in the workplace. Silas was hurt when a wheelbarrow full of rocks fell on him. In this episode, we will focus on health hazards. Students, let us listen to Fulaha and health officer at her restaurant.
Good evening, Fulaha.
Good evening, Mr. Health Officer. You're on your rounds again, no doubt. I have heard you, Mr. Health Officer. And if you want to make my restaurant as neat as a pin, here it is.
You do not have to take this personally, Fulaha. I do it to everybody, not only you.
I know.
Well, your restaurant does not look good this morning. Look at the kitchen sink, black with oil and filth, and God knows what else. And then you have uncovered raw food sitting in the sink.
But I just cleaned the sink yesterday.
Still, it doesn't look good, Fulaha. Why would you need to clean this sink properly? What? Oh my God! Good heavens! There is a dozen rats. Nothing but a den for rat. Yes, this is what this restaurant is.
There were only 2 rats, Mr. Health Officer.
I saw 12.
I saw only 2.
All right. 12 or 2. It does not matter at all. The fact is they call germs.
Germs?
Yes, germs.
And just what are germs, Mr. Health Officer?
Germs are tiny creatures. They are so small we can't see them. Germs make people sick. All surfaces must be cleaned with soap and water. And food should always be covered or in closed container.
It was my mistake. When we get busy, we often do not cover the plates of food and leave the containers with the food supplies open.
I agree. But what I must say is that if you keep the place clean and do not leave the food open, you will help keep rat away and keep germs from spreading.
All right. I'll make sure to keep the place clean and never leave food open. Does that satisfy you now, Mr. Health Officer?
No, not until you do what I say. Now I will leave you with a warning. I will be back in a few hours and I want to make this place clean. Or else I will have the district lock this restaurant.
That man is so demanding. I would really like to see how he keeps his house. Well, let me hurry up and clean this place before he comes back.
Students, what are germs? Thank you, students. Germs are tiny creatures that we can't see and that can make us sick. Students, let me ask you another question. What does the health officer see in Fulaha's restaurant that can cause germs to spread? Very good, students. The kitchen is dirty, there are rats, and the food is not covered. Let us listen to the story again and find out what is happening.
Hello, who is it? What? You mean Silas? Oh my God!
A wheelbarrow full of blocks found him, Fulaha, and he nearly broke his arm.
I'm coming there right away. What is the name of the hospital again?
Butela San Hospital.
Thank you, Tewuka. It is pure bad luck, isn't it? Poor Silas. I wonder how he's feeling now. Well, let me go see him.
Who's knocking?
It's me, Silas.
Oh, Fulaha, come in. Come in at once.
Hello, Silas.
Hello, Fulaha, and please sit.
Thank you.
It is me who should thank you first, Fulaha, for visiting me in my hour of need.
No problem, Silas. Well, how are you feeling now?
I'm doing much better now. My doctor says my arm will heal, but it was so bad at first I could hardly lift a finger.
I'm so sorry. You should be careful when you go back to work at the factory.
Yes. Well, how is your restaurant?
Good afternoon, Silas.
Good afternoon, Keza. Furaha, this is Keza the nurse. The one else in the hospital treats me as well as she does.
Thank you for Silas, Keza.
No problem. Silas is like a brother to me. And Silas, I brought you a new pillow.
And just when I needed it. Really, Keza, you were so helpful.
It's okay, Silas.
Well, what were we talking about, Furaha?
You asked about my restaurant.
Yes.
The district health officer came the other day and really got on my nerves. He behaves like I'm the only person who keeps a dirty kitchen.
If you were there, I would have taught him a lesson. Why is he thinking you are the only one who keeps a dirty chicken in this place? Has he not been to the other small restaurant in the area?
Well, he told me about this thing called germs and what I can do to stop them from spreading.
The health officer might have a point there, Furaha. It is very important to keep germs from spreading.
Yes, that's what he said.
Simple things like keeping food fresh and protected helps people from getting sick. At this hospital, we have to keep things clean always to keep germs from spreading.
What do you use to clean things at the hospital?
We use soap and water, or sometimes bleach and water.
Students, let me ask you this question. Why do both restaurants and hospitals need to keep things very clean? Thank you, students. Both hospitals and restaurants are trying to stop the spread of germs. What do they use to clean at the hospital? Thank you, students. They use soap and water, and sometimes bleach and water. You can use these things to keep your workplace clean and free from germs. Students, a clean workplace is a healthy workplace. Germs can spread anywhere. A clean workplace can keep workers healthy and on the job. Cleanliness is especially important when dealing with food in places such as markets and restaurants. Thank you, students. Students, today we will learn a quote and you will tell us what this quote means. Cleanliness is the source of life. Isuku ni isoko y'ubuzima.
I think it means cleanliness is both the state of being clean and free from germs, dirt, trash, or waste, and the habit of achieving and maintaining that state. Hygiene is a series of practices performed to preserve health.
Haha! Yes, that is an odd saying, but it is the truth. Cleanliness is very important, as Furaha learned today. Students, today we will listen to an interview between Furaha and an environmental health officer about the importance of cleanliness in the workplace. Let us listen and learn more.
Who is there?
Furaha.
Come in, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. William.
Good afternoon, Furaha. Please sit.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
People are talking about a thing called germs and what can be done to stop them from spreading. But all this is new to me and I really don't understand.
I see. Well, what kind of business do you have? And can you say where your business is?
I own a restaurant and it is in town.
What kind of cleaning do you do at your business?
I sweep up the place and use soap and water to wash the dishes. To have as little rats in the place as possible, I use rat medicine.
Have you ever had a time when there has been a problem with cleanliness? What happened?
A health officer came to my place and warned me that he will have the place locked up if I'm not careful to keep it clean. It was just about a little dirt on the sink and some rats.
He was right.
He told me that these things spread germs.
Again, let's go at the point. Germs are really spread by such things as dirt and rats. Now, let me ask you, how important is cleanliness in a business?
I think if you keep a business dirty, let us say a restaurant, people will get sick from germs.
Good. Do you think it is possible for a business to succeed without keeping things clean?
I don't know. I think the answer is no. If people stop coming because the business, let's say a restaurant, is dirty, other people will get to hear it and soon there will be no customers.
That's correct.
Now I understand.
And that is why a business should always be kept clean in order to be successful.
Let us bring our learning to real life. Interview a family member or a colleague about their past experience with cleanliness in the workplace. Find out what type of business it was, how they maintained or did not maintain cleanliness, and what happened if the business area was not kept clean. Students, are there any businesses in your town that are known for keeping things clean? Are there any businesses that are known for being dirty? What type of business has the best name or reputation? A clean business or a dirty business? As we saw in today's session, Furaha had difficulties with keeping food protected and her kitchen clean. The health officer went to the restaurant and warned her that he will have the place locked up if she's not careful to always keep things clean. Keeping the kitchen clean will keep germs from spreading. Do you think keeping things clean is one of the important habits to stay healthy? Listen to the next episode to find out how we can choose to be healthy. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.